listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour, and that was the theme to BoJack Horseman by Patrick Carney, the drummer, I believe, for the band I hate, the Black Keys. My name is Zach Going. I'm a sophomore here at Tufts, and I'm joined here by my reoccurring guest, Chris Del Russo.
Friend of the program.
You're not Chris. A friend of the program.
Wow, that hurts.
I'm just saying, I don't think you've gotten to that point yet.
How do I get to that?
I don't know. I think we'll know it when we see it.
We know it when we feel it. When we feel that I'm friend of the program.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were quoting lyrics for a minute, and I was like, I have no idea what you're.
I'm not that,
talking about.
I'm not that basic, quoting lyrics.
Sure. I feel like I've seen you. Are those new glasses?
Yes. Funny you should ask.
Interesting note, audience. Chris is wearing new glasses. Continue.
Interesting note. 4th of July weekend, I was out on a boat on a lake up in New Hampshire. Baxter Lake up in New Hampshire.
And live free or die.
Live free or die, absolutely. And I was on a boat, and it was kind of rocky out there, and my glasses are now sitting at the bottom of the lake.
How long did you have those glasses before they fell into the lake?
Those lenses I'd had for about 2 years, but I'd had that frame since about 2 weeks before that.
Okay. So that, at least you didn't lose the lenses. The lenses are big money.
I lost the lenses.
Oh.
Yeah, these are entirely.
Well, like, at least they weren't like new lenses,
oh, yeah,
you know, because that's like the big money.
Yeah.
You know,
so I needed an eye exam anyway. So yeah.
They tell you to get an eye exam every like year and a half, and I think that's BS.
Yeah.
Like. I don't think your eyes really change that much in a year and a half.
My insurance won't cover that every year.
Yeah, like, it's kind of insane. I don't know. I get one, like, once every year or so.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right, let's catch some Pokemon.
Yeah.
Let's see if there are any around.
We are, for those of you who aren't playing
People know about yet. Pokemon Go. Like, if you don't play Pokemon Go, you know about it at this point. And it's not even, like... Like, it's not even that fun of a game. It's just kind of cool that everyone's doing it, you know? So, like, it's kind of a common ground. That's why I like it, personally. Because I've never played Pokemon before in my life.
Really?
No,
never. Of all, like, 19, 20 years you've been alive, you've never played...
Never played Pokemon. I played Pokemon for, like, about 5 minutes, and it was, like, an online version. Like, I think it was Pokemon Indigo in, like, fifth grade.
You're kidding.
No, totally.
I didn't really... Pokemon Indigo?
That's it was like an online thing. And the only reason I played it is because one of my friends figured out how to hack it and make whatever Pokemon is like showing up on screen, like whichever one you want. Yeah, it was amazing. So I played that for about 5 minutes and got an Arceus and then left.
I've conquered. I've captured the Pokemon God.
Yeah, exactly.
I am done with this game.
That's the point. Like, so then, like, when this came out, like, and everyone started doing it, just as a like a cultural thing, I was like, okay, let's try it. And then, like, you start walking around and you start catching cute little creatures, and I don't know, it's fun.
I think Zach, you made a good point earlier about when we were walking to the studio about what the difference is if these people are living in a world with Pokemon.
Yeah, do they also have animals?
Yeah.
Like, because some of these Pokemon look crazy. Like a Rhyhorn, for those of you uninitiated, Google the word Rhyhorn, or maybe not.
Yeah.
Like Rhyhorn, not. Google Rhyhorn Pokemon. But it's like, it looks like a monster, and it doesn't look like something that would exist in the world.
It looks like a rhinoceros made out of stone.
Yeah. But then Google like a Pidgey Pokemon. And that literally looks like a bird,
yeah.
Like a normal bird. So I don't really know what separates them from normal animals in what allows you to catch them in little balls. Like, or Weedle just looks like a worm, you know?
Yeah, or Caterpie looks like a
caterpillar. A caterpillar, you know? Some of them look crazy, like Clefairy looks like a fairy, you know? And Squirtle, granted, he looks like a turtle, but... Like,
he's a turtle
different.
Walking on 2 feet.
Walking on 2 legs, and he's got, like, a curly tail, and he's got, like, a relatively anthropomorphic face.
And sometimes he wears sunglasses.
Sure. I never watched the show or anything.
Squirtle Squad, man. Squirtle Squad.
Or Bellsprout looks like a plant walking on two legs, and it has a face. So I can imagine that some of these are monsters, but like some of them just are not. Some of them just look like normal animals, and I just want to know what separates them from normal animals. What'd you just catch?
There was an Eevee on your control board.
What?
Yeah.
I don't see the Eevee.
Well, some of us are more skilled Pokemon trainers than you
are. I think the thing here is like people keep talking about like, oh, someone died playing Pokemon Go. I'm like, these people are people who would have fallen off cliffs looking at their phones anyway. Like, so if it wasn't Pokemon Go, they would be like texting or they'd be doing something else. You know, they're always idiots, and just people want to like pin it on Pokemon Go because it's like a cultural thing that's like new to them and that they don't understand. Like, I don't know. I want to get into some more music, and then we'll talk about BoJack Horseman.
Yes.
Okay, so the next three songs that I'm going to play all together.
Did you just drop a lure?
Yes, I did just drop a lure. The next three songs that we're going to play are all songs that have been featured on the Netflix television show BoJack Horseman in honor of its third season being released on July 22nd, which is 7 days from now? Yes, a week from today. So I might not even be at the show next week just to watch BoJack Horseman. That's actually 100% true, maybe.
I'll be taking over control.
I'll figure it out. So here is Avant Gardener by Courtney Barnett, an artist who I love and hate.
And I had to lost. Then may you find it, may you find it at any cost. And if you come all from far, may it not touch you or ever do you harm. You may look up one day and you'll be hung. If I were to die today, slaughtered in that masquerade, the last thing that you'd hear me say, my body on display in the parade. Passing slowly through the town,
your bitter man to my baby. Give me all good love. I was singing with them Jezebels under perfume sheets. Got a golden smile, heart overflowing with kindness and love, but it wasn't enough. What can I do? What can I do to get back to your heart? I'd swim the Mississippi River if you would give me another start, girl. Out to the morning, but baby, you're tender. Love's when I'm longing, baby, please. I'm down on my knees, babe. Ooh, I thirst for you, girl. Baby, I'm running to your well. What can I do? What can I do to get back to your heart? I'd swim the Mississippi River.
That was Avant Gardener by Courtney Barnett, followed by Parade by Kevin Morby, followed by Better Man by Leon Bridges. All three of these songs featured at one point or another on BoJack Horseman, the Netflix original series that is celebrating their third season in a week from today.
So excited.
It's amazing. Avant Gardener, I think, is the end of season two. Parade is like almost the end of season two. And Better Man is actually just in the trailer for season three, I think. But it's an amazing show. And like, if you haven't watched it, like, I highly encourage like everyone to just like watch the trailers for like each season, because they just like grow in intensity so much, but like they don't spoil anything, because it's really just like vignettes
or just YouTube videos of Vincent
of Vincent Adult Man, the greatest character in BoJack Horseman
ever written in television history.
How would you describe BoJack Horseman, Chris, like in like a sentence, or like a couple sentences?
Anthropomorphic horse who is in, ooh, there's a horsey, who is an 80s sitcom wash up, he's like a Bob Saget type, where he was in like an 80s sitcom, a dad on an 80s sitcom, and since then he's done really nothing, and he's a narcissistic anthropomorphic horse who is getting nothing out of life.
I find it interesting that you bring up the animal thing so quickly, because that's whenever I'm pitching the show to people, that's like the last thing I bring up.
Oh, I think it's great. Ooh, there's a Meowth too.
Yeah, I just got the Meowth. The last thing I do is bring up, and also they live in a world where animals can talk and are humans. Like, I always bring up, like, it's the story, but like a washed up 90s TV star trying to like get his life back together and like find happiness, and there are like crazy characters, and it's funny, and it's sad, and it's dark, and also he's a horse. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think the Neil McBeal episode is
Neil. There is nothing funny about stealing a meal from Neil McBeal, the Navy SEAL.
And he's an actual SEAL.
He's a SEAL, yeah. No, it makes sense. There's a lot of like animal humor in it. Like, it's really well done. Like, it's dry, but like it's got like a lot of dry comedy in it, but it's also it also has some like overt stuff too. Like, it's a good mix of like all different styles. And it never feels cheap. I don't know. I just love the show so much.
It's fantastic.
It's fantastic. No, but the reason I don't bring up the animal thing really is because some people are just like really turned off by it for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. Well, like that's the reason my mom wouldn't watch the show for a while. Or at least that's what my sister says the reason my mom wouldn't watch the show is because she just wouldn't. She just couldn't do like the weird, like absurdist world of it. It is. It's so absurd,
it
you know, where you've
is,
got
that's true.
Animals and humans kind of living, and then it gets like more complicated with like the chicken episode.
Yeah.
But I kind of love how they did that. The chicken episode is an episode where you learn how they get the meat in this world. And how it's not, there aren't like the normal like chickens that they talk to and have jobs, and then there are like smaller chickens that they eat. It's like they eat like actual people, and they just like give them drugs to make sure that they don't like mentally like reach the stage of sentience. So there's just like a huge like ethical question there, and it's just great. Like,
yeah, it's got a lot of dark,
and it's so dark. I don't know. I just love it.
I don't think we're doing the show justice.
We're not. I strongly suggest that anyone who's listening who hasn't watched BoJack Horseman yet watch the trailer for BoJack Horseman, because it'll make their life so much better.
Really, it's a fantastic show. I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Anyone who doesn't like the city of LA will love BoJack Horseman.
They make fun of it.
I think
so much.
They really hate. They talk about just how terrible it is to live there. And one of my friends who lives there actually just started watching BoJack Horseman, and she was like, "This is perfect." Like,
Hollywood stars and celebrities. What do they know? Do they know things?
Let's find out. So those songs were kind of melancholy, as is the show. So we're gonna bring it up right now with a couple happy-ish songs off of the Beatles album Help. Stay tuned.
Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Be
to the wall. If she's gone, I can't go on feeling 2 foot small. Everywhere people stare, each and every day. I can see them laugh at me, and I hear them say,
was three Beatles songs. It was Help from Help, Ticket to Ride from Help, and You've Got to Hide Your Love Away from Help. Do you notice the pattern, anybody?
You need help.
Yes, I need help. Oh, who's that at the door? Oh my gosh, hello.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle, dot, dot, dot.
Excuse
JK,
me?
Hit me back. You getting these texts? Question mark. We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at your boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Bye-bye, Mr. Angry Robot.
That
was nice talking to you.
That was something.
That was kind of creepy. Actually, to be honest, I love that ad. Like, that's actually a great ad.
Where are you?
Yeah, that's actually really cute, but also, like, it gets the point. And, oh, hey, who's that now?
Go ahead, ready?
I'm Forrest Whitaker for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And this is my daughter, True.
Hi.
Life is full of choices. And many years ago, I chose to become a vegetarian. And it's one of the best choices I've ever made. And since True's dad was a vegetarian, she decided to be vegetarian, too. You may decide to go vegetarian for better health, for a better environment, or you could be like True and I and just decide you don't want to eat meat anymore.
I love animals and I love being a vegetarian.
I'm Forrest Whitaker.
And I'm True Whitaker, and we're vegetarian.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
That was actually great. Bye, Forrest Whitaker.
Bye, Forrest Whitaker.
Nice.
Bye, Forrest Whitaker's daughter.
Yes, thank you.
Man, the Angry Robot and Forrest Whitaker.
Angry Robot
one day?
And Forrest Whitaker. They probably came here in the same car, to be totally honest.
Or is Forrest Whitaker the Angry Robot?
I don't think Forrest Whitaker is the Angry
Are
Robot.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty certain Forrest Whitaker is not the Angry Robot. I'd be very upset if Forrest Whitaker were the Angry Robot. that was good. I think that was also a cute ad, in all honesty.
Not going vegetarian, though.
Well, like, okay, so here's the thing, right? I wholly acknowledge that I was listening to a podcast about this yesterday. So, because I'm liberal trash.
Was it an NPR podcast?
It was not. It was a Vox podcast, which is almost as bad. But like, I wholly acknowledge that, like eating meat is probably like one of the worst things for like the sustainability of the environment, and like it's bad like ethically. But meat's delicious.
But at the same time,
meat's delicious.
Steak tips.
Yeah, or like bacon.
Or
so this dude, like made this thing where it's a plant-based burger, but it sounds disgusting. It sounds like a veggie burger, but he set out with the goal of saying like all these other like veggie burger things, right? Are kind of made for people who already don't want to eat meat, right? But like he wanted to make one for like hardcore meat eaters. So it's plant-based, but like when you cook it, it like bleeds. Like it still bleeds and it tastes exactly like a burger.
But it's like, but it's made of vegetables?
Yeah.
No,
but he even argues that like it tastes better than a burger, and like people have tried it and people have said like this tastes like it has the burger taste more than a burger does. And it's made of plants.
Not doing like, it.
Nah, man, you should try it out.
Not doing
I really want to try it out. Like, because that's amazing. Like they compared it to like Tesla, where like they're a really niche product, but they're not like marketing themselves towards the niche group. They're marketing themselves towards like other people. Cause like Tesla, like electric cars used to just be for like, oh, like yuppies who are like scared of the, who are like concerned about the environment. So like you'd compromise on like performance as a car, you know, what? Plant-based burger. Yeah. Plant-based burger.
No, we got a Snapchat. One of our many listeners.
Oh, Nick.
shout out Nick. Nick just sent us a Snapchat.
Like, listen to this podcast. Listen to this podcast and you will learn about this plant-based burger. It looks like meat. It tastes like meat. It has the iron taste. I don't even know how they did that. Like,
not doing it. Nah, bro.
I'm going to try it out.
Nah, bro.
Apparently, there's six like different things your mouth can taste, like salty, sweet, sour. Like there's like a few others, and one of them is umami, is the name of this flavor, and that's like the meat taste, like that like hardcore meat taste.
Yeah.
But it has that umami taste.
Just how that sounds.
Yeah,
it has that umami taste.
All right, let's go into another song. Here's a B-side from one of Jack White's singles from his latest album, Lazaretto, which came out 2 years ago. Here's Parallel, which is a cover of a Brendan Benson song, I believe.
I prefer Jack White and the Muppets.
Jack White and the Muppets is great, but this is also good.
Thank you. some parallels. I know you all too well. We're on some parallel, and I know you all too well.
Separate to keep ourselves in.
Hi. That was Daft Punk's Give Life Back to Music off of the amazing album Random Access Memories, which is one of the greatest pop albums to come out in the past, like, 5 years. Actually, it's probably the greatest, I would argue.
I have no argument.
So. Yeah, it's an amazing... I wouldn't even call it pop. I'd call it, like, dance music, but actually still probably wins that category.
Yeah, I mean,
it's an amazing album.
I just bobbed my head. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, that's so what cool. It is. Like the songs of that, like, Get Lucky, like, is an amazing song, and like, that I could listen to 1,000 times.
I mean, we had to listen to it 1,000 times when it came out and played on the radio.
That's very true. Doing It Right, Instant Crush, Lose Yourself to Dance is an amazing song.
Lose Yourself to Dance is a great song.
Lose Yourself to Dance. Yeah. And then Contact, the final song, is just a trip. Like, oh, man.
Man.
Yeah. This has been a good lineup.
Yeah. Can we talk about how we are living in 1999?
We are living in 1999.
Can we? I'm just thinking about the world as it is right now. We're living in 1999. Pokemon is the number one game in the world. Blink 182 has a number one album.
Is that album really number one?
Yeah. The funny thing is that it's not even that good of an album.
Like, I haven't given it a listen. I probably won't.
There are a couple good tracks on there, but it. The thing is, Drake's album Views had been number one for 9 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody could knock it off. Ariana Grande couldn't. Nobody's albums came out. The people who knocked it off number one was Blink 182 in the year 2016.
That's kind of crazy.
It's really crazy. Like, pop punk bands are knocking off hip hop artists for number one.
Yeah, he's a rap artist. Yeah. I like Drake. I didn't listen to that album, though.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
I
just more like him as a person than I do as a musician.
Yeah, his music's okay.
I like that he's a Canadian.
Yeah.
He's kind of a sweet Canadian. I like that he was on Degrassi.
Jimmy!
Yeah. I didn't even realize that until, like, someone told me that he was the guy from Degrassi.
I like that his real name is Aubrey.
His real name is Aubrey?
Yeah. And it reminds me of Aubrey Plaza, who's one of my favorite actresses.
Yeah. I saw her in Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates a few days ago.
How is that movie? I've been interested to see how that
is. The movie's all right. She does really bad.
Really?
Like, yeah, like the delivery of, like, every single one of her lines is, like, really clunky. Like, I'm actually kind of surprised.
That's
disappointing. Zefron does amazing. Adam Devine does amazing.
I love Adam Devine.
Yeah.
He's one of the funniest people around.
Anna Kendrick is amazing. Like, I love Anna Kendrick. But
see, I was interested because Aubrey Plaza has been a couple like that movie. Like, it seemed like a raunchy movie, was
yeah.
it?
Yeah, she was pretty decently. Yeah,
she was in Dirty Grandpa too with De Niro, and was that Zac Efron too?
I have no idea.
I think so. The movie where like Zac Efron was like hanging out with his grandpa, and they went to like Palm Springs or Palm Beach or whatever.
Oh yeah, I forgot that movie even existed.
Yeah, and it was like, and she was like, it seemed like a really like raunchy movie. And like she's in both that and Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, and I was interested to see how those movies went. I never saw Dirty Grandpa, and I haven't seen, and I don't know if I intend to see Mike and
No, Mike see and Dave it, see it, because it's like worth watching.
Really?
But yeah, and I love Zac Efron. Like, I think he's great. Everyone's kind of like, oh, he's cashing in his 15 minutes of fame. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I think he's actually like kind of talented.
I think the dude's got talent.
Yeah. He does well. The show, or not the show, the movie's written like okay, but yeah, she just does not do a good job, and it's really surprising and kind of sad.
That's
kind of
disappointing, man.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, it's still good.
But back to the original point, what we have: Clinton running for office. Yes. By the end of the year, we could have a Clinton in office. Yeah. Blink 182 as a chart-topping album.
Or actually, what makes it more like 1999 is there's a chance that Clinton won't be in office.
Yeah, true.
Pokemon's
popular. I mean, Pokemon's this is popular. What 17 years later, and we are no further along than we were.
Mm-hmm.
Pop culture.
It's amazing how
pop culture has devolved.
Cycle like that. It's all nostalgia. You know, people just love nostalgia.
It really. People are nostalgic for.
Everything. But also, these Pokemon are so cute. I just wasted like 20 Pokeballs trying to catch a Zubat. I don't know why.
You wasted so many on a Zubat.
Yeah,
a
Zubat. it just wouldn't get caught. Wait, how many Pokeballs do I still have? I've got 86, so I'm all set.
Yeah.
Thank you. Got 48 raspberries.
The good thing
one
about
incense, two lucky eggs.
The good thing about being in the studio right now is that we are like dead center of four different Pokestops.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who don't play Pokemon Go, Pokestops are where you can like get Pokeballs and all that.
Those who don't play Pokemon Go don't care.
Yeah. Those who don't play Pokemon Go need to play Pokemon Go. And those who do are awesome. Cool.
For tough students out there, the gym by Ganchar has just been taken by Team Instinct. This is not
good.
I am happy though that Team Mystic has been successfully holding the gym at the cannon for quite some time. With guarding that is a level 592 Scyther. That's some pretty amazing stuff.
At the top, I thought it was an Arcanine.
No, that's the other one. That's the gym. What gym is that? That's by the park.
Okay.
Yeah, that's by Powderhouse with the Arcanine. That's the Snorlax.
Oh, yeah.
The level 2,188 Snorlax that Valor is holding. Yeah,
that dude's got nothing going on. Team Valor, woo!
No. So actually, all three gyms that are visible from the studio are being held by different teams. That's actually kind of amazing. But the Valor one is being held by a level 714 Pidgeot. Like, that's going down. Like,
714?
That's going down.
No, I thought that was Team Instinct has the...
Yeah, that's Team Instinct.
Yeah, you said Valor.
Oh, did I say Valor?
Do not discredit my team like that.
I don't care.
Team Valor all the way.
No.
Listen,
Mystic.
So long as you're not Team Instinct. Team Instinct eats glue.
Yeah. Team Instinct is the Ralph Wiggum of Pokemon. Ralph
I like men now. Me fail English? That's impossible. That's impossible.
I love Ralph Wiggum.
Bushes are nice.
Son of Chief Wiggum, voiced by Hank Azaria, Tufts grad. Huzzah.
The only case that Chief Wiggum's ever gotten to the bottom of was a case of Malamars. Malamars, okay. That's a good one.
We now have less time than on the show hoped. Than it takes to play the final song, so it'll just carry into the next show. So this has been the Astro Hour. Thank you all for listening. Tune in next week for me to probably just play music while watching BoJack Horseman if it's out.
If it's out, it'll definitely be out.
Well, like, it depends what time of day it gets out. You know?
I think at midnight.
Is it midnight? I might have already watched it all by then. Because it's only 6 hours.
If it's only half hour episode, it's only 6 hours. So
yeah.
You'll be done by 6 a.m.
I'll be done by 6 a.m.
Yeah.
I've been Zach. Chris has been Chris.
I think I still am Chris.
You can exit. Or exit however you want.
Everybody have a safe weekend. R.I.P. Harambe.
Here's Blink-182 with First Date.
WMFO Medford.
Honest, let's make this night last forever and ever. Let's make this last forever and ever. Let's make this last forever.
When 91.5 WMFO Medford.
I'm not worthy for a minute. Really wish it was only me and you. I'm jealous of everybody in the room. Please don't look at me with those eyes. Please don't hint that you're capable of lies. I dread the thought of our very first kiss. A target down.